I like that new way of changing topics. Just be like, boop.
We should start doing that mid-conversation. Like when you're at work or whatever. It's like...
Just be like, hey there, Sachin. Hey, I heard you got a computer virus. Boop. What? I'm here to talk about boop.
It's like that game. I think there's an improv game, right? Where it's like kind of like you have to have a conversation with somebody and then like there's some person, like some third person, right? Oh,
the Drew Carey guy?
Yeah, boop. Or even like on, like there's the earlier version, right? Like what was that guy's name? Clive... Boop. So I have jury duty next week. Woo! Oh, I didn't get booped. All right.
No, cool. No. Well, we did talk about jury duty the last
did we? Time. Oh, yeah. Well, I have jury duty coming up next. And just a little update. I haven't had it yet.
Okay.
Boop. I went hiking last weekend.
Nice.
Boop. Oh, wow.
Rejection. No. All right. Where'd you go hiking?
We went to Big Sur.
Oh,
no,
sweet.
No. I always say that. Big Basin.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, Big Sur. Awesome.
Damn it. Yeah,
Big Basin. Okay.
Well,
Big Basin is cool.
Yeah.
Big Basin is cool. Yeah.
That's cool.
It's sort of north of Santa Cruz there. In the
yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like off the one between kind of like, yes, down there somewhere. I don't know, Redwoods and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
That's nice. I went there, when was it, last summer or... Maybe it was this winter, but yeah, it was chilly.
It was, dude. It was so cold.
You gain a lot of elevation. It's like suddenly you're at like 3,000 or 4,000 feet, and you're like, whoa.
Maybe. I mean, we were camping, and I think also, you know, it was like late April, so it's not really that warm in Northern California on the coast anyway. You know, so it was like pretty windy, pretty cold. Dude, it was so cold. And we did like a backpacking trip, so we had to like backpack into our campsite.
Okay.
So there's, you know, and it was funny because... Well, there's a couple different funny things going on here. Let's back up here. Funny thing number one, I was like, oh, I've never been there. Like, oh, this is going to be interesting. We get there, we get to the trailhead, and I'm like, oh, I've done this. Like, I've done this exact hike. I've, like, done the hike to the campground. I've done the campground to the parking lot. I've done the exact same thing. I did it in high school, like, 10 years ago. I didn't even realize it. And I remember back then, I was, like, very new to backpacking and camping and all that stuff. Because, like, a lot of my friends did that, but I wasn't really familiar with it. And they're like, we're going to do this hike where we're going to hike into the campsite. And I was thinking, well, why don't we just drive there? And they're like, oh, no, that's car camping. I'm like, what's car camping? They're like, when you drive to a campsite and then you park your car there and you camp. I'm like, oh, that seems like a pretty good way to go. And they said, no, what we're going to do is we're going to take all our stuff in a backpack, hike 6 miles. That's go to the campsite. So well, I guess it's not too bad if you were active. But if you're like me, if you do a lot of sitting around, or you try to anyway. So yeah, we had all our stuff on our backpacks, and we hiked 6 miles, camped there, got to the top of like a small little mountain or whatever, camped. And that night it was really cold.
Yeah.
Really cold. And I didn't bring my sleeping pad because I didn't want to bring too much stuff.
Mm.
So I brought just a sleeping bag and a tent.
Ooh.
So it was okay. Like, I wasn't too cold, but the ground was very cold.
Yeah, you always want to have that insulation.
It was just a terrible night of sleep. Just terrible. Like, I mean, it felt like every 10 minutes I was waking up and then rotating a quarter, I was like on my stomach. And I'm like, okay, it's too cold. And then I would like on
left
my side. Yeah, and then I was like, okay, too cold, flip on my back.
Yeah.
And then flip back over to the right side, then flip on the stomach. And like, okay, I lost circulation in my arms, flip over. You know, it was just awful.
Yeah.
Oh, so cold, so cold. Next morning, we were up at like 7 o'clock in the morning because we just didn't want to sleep anymore.
Right, yeah.
And then, we hiked out.
Like 7 o'clock is actually not that early for camping.
No, I guess not. No, I guess not. And then the next day, we hiked out 8 miles towards the beach where we had some cars pick us up and all that stuff.
So it was a one-way camping trip.
It was a one-way camping trip. We did this thing where we like initially left one car at the very end.
Right.
And we drove all the people back to the front.
Oh, cool.
And we kind of hiked all there. And then we had to go back and get the cars and come back again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So you went through Big Basin then.
I guess we did.
That's cool. I would like to do that.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good hike. It was totally doable.
Yeah.
It's just, it was kind of long, you know, but I mean, not really that long.
Uh-huh.
6 miles one day, 8 miles the next day.
Okay.
And that's all you're doing all day, right? It's just hiking and walking and all that stuff. So.
No, you can do that. That's cool. I'm going to Yosemite next weekend.
Oh, cool. Yeah. For what?
Just go camping.
Mm.
You know, we're going to be car camping, but we're going to do a day hike.
So. Yosemite can be pretty cold this time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we gotta prepare for that.
But I've been there before in mid-April, and we hiked up, we like camped up at Crane Flat because we didn't go into the valley the first day. Dude, there was like snow on the ground.
Oh yeah,
like not like everywhere, but like snow was still remaining.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, so cold.
Yeah.
So cold.
Yeah. It ain't San Diego.
Even San Diego ain't San Diego. I think the best camping I ever did once was like the middle of summer in L.A. somewhere. Not L.A., but like
right on Santa Monica Boulevard there.
Pretty much.
We just set up our tent.
It was kind of like, not L.A., but like the L.A., you know, when I, it's funny because people from San Diego or Northern California think anything that's not San Diego or Northern California is L.A.
Right, right. So well, I mean, like L.A., to an outsider, L.A. includes Orange County, like parts of Riverside and San Bernardino.
Exactly. And I think we might have been in San Bernardino County or something like kind of eastward or whatever.
Okay.
But it was just like, it was nice and warm. You know, during the day it was like 80. At night it was like 65. Mm-hmm. It was so great. You know, you just camp, no big deal. You don't have to worry about it. You're never cold. Yeah. You know, that is good camping.
Yeah, it's good to have good food too.
Yeah.
I went on a camping trip once where these guys brought meat that they had hunted, like deer and stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
And they had been marinating it for like, I don't know, a month in their fridge or something or a freezer or, you know, however, these guys knew what they were doing, you know? And this meat was just so good. And I was like, I had never, like, car camp. I grew up more doing, like, the backpacking.
Okay, thing,
you
okay.
Know? Like, you take a bunch of dehydrated cardboard in your backpack. And, you know, you add water and put it over the fire, and you're like, oh, this tastes so good after hiking so long. But these guys, like, this was car camping to the extreme, you know. They just had, you know, the setup. They had huge coolers.
Yeah.
Like, beer and meat and bacon in the morning. It was awesome.
I've been with people like that where it's just like, oh, we don't happen to have a, like, a Phillips screwdriver, dude. We're like, oh yeah, we got that three over there.
We got the power screwdriver.
They got like a trunk, and it's like, you know, everything you could possibly need, like in this trunk, you know?
Right.
And, like, it's got like, oh, we wouldn't happen to have like a harmonica. Oh, we got three different harmonicas with a couple different keys, whatever you need. It's next to the hammock in the H section. But you know what's good also is trail mix.
Trail mix is good when you're hiking.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what I kind of ate a lot of trail mix that weekend or last weekend, and it was really good, especially because, yeah, like you said, you don't want to bring too much. Mm-hmm. So you kind of go by with like, yeah, I don't mind not eating if I don't have to carry it. And like we bought this trail mix, and it was made by Planters.
Okay.
They have perfected the art of like trail mix.
Was it raisins, peanuts, M&M's sort of thing?
Yeah, yeah. And like this is not a sponsorship or anything like that. Maybe we should get sponsored by them. But like it was the best trail mix ever. Like they have got it down. Like it was the perfect combination of raisins with like kind of like peanuts that were like salty. Uh-huh. And then you had the like the M&M's but weren't really M&M's or like, you know, candies or whatever. Right.
Candy coated chocolates.
It was perfect. It was like sweet, yet crunchy, yet like the raisins kind of added. Oh man, it was so good. It really. And once I started eating, I just couldn't stop.
You know, For a while I was really into eating like trail mix and stuff, and so I would go to the grocery store and be like, well, I don't want to buy like, you know, a thing of trail mix that costs like $8 or whatever. Right. I'll just buy the ingredients.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, this will work. But then you get to like certain ingredients would be really expensive, like. The M&M's or the nuts, or like if you wanted anything but peanuts.
Yeah.
Like if you wanted cashews or almonds or something, those are like really expensive. So it was kind of depending on what you wanted in your trail mix. It might have been cheaper to go with the big bucket of pre-made stuff.
Those guys know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Just got to say.
They make a good... I always felt like when I was a kid, at least, there could have been more M&M's.
Yeah, you know, and what you could do is you could fortify it with M&M's.
That's true.
I've been on trips where, actually, when I climbed Half Dome, a friend of ours brought some trail mix, but he had fortified it with the M&M's. Excellent. And it was definitely key. It was like very good.
Yeah,
very good.
Yeah, that's a good plan.
That guy also had some blue blockers,
like you know the sunglasses.
Those things are crazy.
Yeah,
it makes everything yellow.
Yeah, they're cool.
Boop.